Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
open wide when it comes to freaking you. Imagine me, where can be between my legs, your taste.
check. Ooh, you done choose so high. Step to the DJ quick. I told them drop that I'm missing beat. You need a chance to put my hands on you.
Maybe DJ slow it down, so I could put my arms around you.
Thinking about you night and day.
Yeah.
Baby.
Thinking about you night and day.
Ooh, Good evening, one and all. Welcome, welcome to Epiphany Radio Universal for Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? The call-in number is 319-527-6300, or you can stream www.blogtalkradio.com/people. Good evening. Welcome to another installment of Honey Dripper 2.0. Literally, this is installment 15 of this particular season, and it's called Kiss for the appropriate reason. I'm equally parts excited and amazed. I kind of have a good feeling spiritually, as they would say, about the things that are about to happen. All of the participants are, excuse my terminology, fucking amazing. And I'm looking forward to what's about to happen. Now, if you happen to be within the sound of my voice, right, and you're a part of it, make sure that you hit, unless I called you in, unless I did it, please press 1 to get into the queue. All right, and there's some ground rules. Number one, it's an open mic. It's almost like being on stage. We're broadcasting live. This goes out across iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts. It all happens at the same time. All right, so we like to keep everything quiet. You can keep your mic open as long as you're not making noise. If you have background noise, please eliminate that noise if you can, because that's going to help us get a nice, clear recording, and we want to make sure that we can hear everybody, too. More importantly, please don't speak while the poets are speaking. You can respond to the poems. If you hear something, snap your fingers, clap your hands, let them know. Give them the accolades that they deserve and everything else that's happening. And more importantly, don't be afraid to comment after the poet. Tell us exactly how you feel. And how you feel, because you might be feeling something tonight. Now, fair warning, if you know it's going to be racy for you, get something cold to drink. I already have my cold drink. Make sure that you have something that's good. Get your towel, sit on a towel, get whatever you want to do. Do what you got to do, right? We are not responsible for anything that occurs. Please do not stalk any of these individuals. We will litigate you and sue you and make sure that you see the law, no matter how you feel. Consent is sexy. Please obey. Now, more importantly, just so we know, let me just read the tagline. Since this show is of epic proportions, a first time, it's a five-way feature of some of the most incredible poets that are appearing on the Honey Dripper Erotic Poetry Podcast here on the 50 Radio Universe. All right? And I'm going to start opening up these mics as well as throw some background music in the thing because I'm goofy. Two, If you're writing me and I'll get to you, please hit me in the back channel. I will get to you in 2 seconds. But let's get these mics open. Let's get stuff going on, so we know who's who and what's what, and go on it like that. Can y'all hear that in the background? All right, we got that. All right, so first mic I'm going to open up. All right. By way of Atlanta, all right, let me read this properly so y'all get the proper introductions, all right. By way of Atlanta, Honey Dip is a writer, simply put. My pen has words that I cannot fathom at times. I've been writing for a few years and recently have started to gain a sense of self-awareness. I was learning who I was. I was working on the book right now and will be announcing its release in the following months. We'll be traveling, performing in other states, and we'll be posting dates soon. Excited for this opportunity and what doors will soon be open. My path will find me. Good people, I introduce you to Honey Dip. Honey Dip, are you there?
Yes, hello.
What's happening?
I'm kind of under the weather right now. I'm under the weather right now.
What?
Yeah, I said I'm under the weather right now a little bit, but I'm here. I'm ready.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I know the feeling. I used to be there. Still kind of got some lingering effects, but I'm rocking. All right. So that's one of our first features. One of our next features is Secret Emotions. Secret, a word when spoken can ingest, can even inspire illicit thoughts. Actually refers to bold spoken word artist from Washington, D.C., who has named herself Secret Emotions, a proud yet admittedly shy erotic poet. Secret Emotions, born to Neil Young, is now prepared to bare her soul through the graphically intimate music of her new album, Idea Thoughts, created in the wake of an intense relationship. The album, Rather Blue Content, reflects the freedom and the fearlessness she felt when combined with what she feels now. She said, "He changed my writing. Everything I felt negative about myself, he made into a positive." Secret Emotions said her name only describes exactly what she does with her words. "I'm secreting my emotions and idea thoughts as just the best of what came out of me." This depth of honesty she shares so easily makes Secret a hypnotizing figure on CD and on stage. Secret Emotions has been performing steadily on major stages since 2004, from the DMV area to Philadelphia and LA. Accustomed to performing with a variety of live bands and program music, Secret is very excited about the release of Ideal Thoughts, which has been released. I believe we'll talk about where we're going to get that from. The text is a physical intimacy that permeates the album, make the mind relive every sweet part of what you've had and desire for what you want, and that much more. The song shifts the upcoming soul phenomenon Duff to pure R&B to you, and hip-hop's aggressiveness in your touch. She says, "I just want my music to make you feel like you're going to bust the best nut of your life. Good people, I give you Secret Emotion." Secret, are you there?
Yes, peace and blessings. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Oh, it's a party already. All right. All right. So this next poet, let me see if I have, you know what? I can just talk from memory. This poet not only has a wicked pen, but will throw down with anybody in the gauntlet of erotic poetry. Literally, he writes the type of poems that excite you, make blood rush to your nether regions, get you excited, and feels no pain about making you feel what you feel when she does her poetry. I literally grabbed her from her hiatus of reading poetry to bring her back into the light to make sure that she does what she needs to do, and she's been killing it ever since. She says, "I start trouble, but she's the biggest troublemaker I know." Good people, please welcome Passionate, the poet.
Hello.
What's happening?
How are you? Hi, ladies.
I'm good. Ladies, are you there?
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings.
Good to be here.
All right, I'm going
to
open up. All right, because I think I have this one, but I'm not sure. But I'm going to open up this. All right, area code 469. Who may I be speaking?
Hey, it's Lady E.
Eric. It's Lady E?
Yes.
Welcome, Lady E. Just hold on for 1 second. I'll get back to you in a second. I'm just going to open this other mic. Area code 647.
Hey.
Who may I be speaking?
Katarina.
Hey, that's what I was looking for. That's what I was looking for. I was like, I didn't get a chance to check the back channel because I was too busy broadcasting, but we got you. We got you. All right, now I'm going to open up other mics around because the open mic thing. All right. Eric Cole 445, who master speaking?
It's me, Javi. It's La Pearl and Agra.
Hey.
Hello, ladies.
La Pearl,
hey.
How are you?
That's my favorite person. Hi. What's up, Queen? How y'all doing tonight?
we just trying to get everybody. We just trying to get everybody. Hold on. I'm going to open up Eric Cole 518. Who master speaking?
It's Davin Eek. How are you?
Yeah, here we go. I knew it. What's happening? E Magwood, what's good?
What's happening? All right. Hey.
All right. Well, so let me finish reading on everybody because I want to make sure that we get this on record, but just read everybody. So hold on real quick while I do this. I'll pull this back up. All right. To introduce Katarina, simply put, he's a poet, he's an artist, and a performer. And I guess your work, Katarina, will speak for itself. Do you agree?
I agree.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, our final feature is author D. Magwood. Was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York at the age of 11, began her writing journey with poetry, and she would spend hours on end reading and writing, and has written hundreds of poems to date. As a mother of three, she still finds the time to revel in her passion of writing and delve further into her career as an entrepreneur. She is a CEO of her own publishing company, Vision Publications, LLC. As an author, editor, and publisher, she keeps herself busy with her craft. She has mastered erotic poetry and shares her work via video readings by the name of MFC, which stands for Mindfuck Chronicles. I like that.
Yes, sir.
And she's not done. And she said, and she's not done yet.
Not yet.
The mind of author D. Bagwood is always going, and her writing is as eclectic as her reading tastes. So be on the lookout for more of the pen of D. Magwood. All right, ladies, welcome.
This is amazing.
This is the first time five way. If anybody else wants to raise your hand so that you can get up into the queue, I'm going to ask the ladies some questions collectively, run through that, make sure that we're doing, and then away we go. Ladies, it is no secret why I thought I could actually pull this off with Have It Five Way. All of you have distinctive styles, all completely separate, all amazing in many different ways. So here's my question generally, and I'll just run down the line with each of you. What is it about erotic poetry that literally pushes your pen, makes people attracted to your words, or creates scenarios live on stage or even recorded that makes people respond to you? All right? What is it about your erotic poetry that drives your pen, creates a form of energy or interaction, either live or recorded? And actually, what does erotic poetry do for you? So let me start at the top. And we'll go from there. So I'll start with you, Honey Dip. What is it about erotic poetry?
Sorry, go ahead.
I said, what is it about erotic poetry that drives your pen or creates energy or interaction for you? And what does it do for you?
Well, when I started writing, I didn't start off with erotic poetry. Writing for me was very much like a place of just, I guess, peace and comfort for me. And it was very medicinal for me as well. And I just remember going into one of the rooms on Clubhouse, and it was like, you know, I want to give myself some, I guess, like, make my pen a little bit diverse and see what I can do. And it just became one of those things that I really realized, like, it allowed me to be almost vulnerable and very honest just with myself and not be ashamed of putting myself out there or being honest or very bluntly honest about things, because at the end of the day, like, there's things that we do every day and things that somehow are still taboo. And like, I think it gives me almost like a sense of empowerment. Like, yes, I can be a woman and speak of all these things and still feel like I'm not disrespecting myself or lowering my worth or my value. I'm just a woman, you know, and women love these things as well. And I think that it's just one of those things that people assume, like, oh, you know, men are this or men are more whatever, you know, may have you, but it's the same. You know, I think that's something that we all should share and just be open about and not, you know, try to deflect away from or divert away from, because it's honesty and it's truth and it's nasty. And that's okay. But it does. It's okay. It pushes my pen because I'm like, you know what? I want to paint a picture in someone's mind. I want to fuel emotions with my words and make somebody feel something. You know what I'm saying? Definitely feel something. Feel me, man. Feel where I'm coming from.
Okay. Yo, that's what's up. All right, we're going to move from you to Secret Emotion. Secret Emotion.
Bless. Just to fix it up, it's secrete emotions. It's no secret.
My bad.
It's secrete. Yeah.
Secrete. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that the people on Epiphany are not going to let me live this down. They're going to clown me for a whole week because I mispronounced your name, because it's a thing for them. So, LaPearl the Negro, you be my witness.
Oh, we're going to get him, y'all. Trust me.
But I just had it be known.
They're going to clown me for a week because nobody corrected me. Secrete emotions. And I'm sitting here just, yeah, secret.
Ooh. No, there's no secret about
me. I'm not even going to look at the back channel. Man, don't even say nothing to me. Don't even say nothing because I already know what your mind is going to do. All right, so go ahead. Secrete emotions.
Yes, just run me down one more time on the question. It was, what again?
What does erotic poetry do for you? How does it affect you? How does it feel on stage, off stage? And what does it do to drive your pen?
Oh, it's everything for me. I grew up on love, and my mother exposed me to some beautiful music. So, growing up, it was something that I enjoyed doing, and she made me write in her spare time of while she was working. So I just gravitated to writing love poems off the break. I did go into do militant poetry, but erotic poetry stayed on my plate. So I continued to dive into it, and once I fell in love and learned about lust, it got even deeper. So that's what it did for me. And being as though I can take my words and put it to pen and put it to action and see the reaction of people, that gave me a high. And there's no more ultimate high than being on stage and seeing the reaction of people from off your words. So that's what I do.
Mm.
And that's why I do it.
Love it. Love it. I've been fortunate to watch some clips on her on stage. She gets it in. We're going to go to you, passionate poet. What does erotic poetry do for you? How does it drive you? What does it do? How does the connection work for you? You know.
Okay. Well, erotic poetry for me is freedom and confidence. And like, I've been a writer since I was 10, but I've been writing poetry since I was 18 in college and writing erotic poetry for the last 7 years. And I'm a word nerd. That was my defense mechanism from bullies. You know, I put it down and I put my emotions on paper. And for erotic poetry, I was shy at first. I didn't post it for a long time. And then I got into certain groups on Facebook and really opened my world up, like, hey, I can really do this shit. And people are not offended or feel grossed out or feel taboo. And I just went from there. And I get a lot of support and everything. And I write about my experiences. So my erotic poetry ain't, you know, imagination of what it feels like. I want to paint a picture as if you see me in the room fucking or having an intimate moment or being sensually secure with my partner and with that. I'm not in a relationship right now, but when I was and writing about my intimate experiences, I want you to feel what I'm feeling. And if you bust a nut or have an orgasm, that works too.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor. We're going to go over to you, Katarina. Katarina, what does erotic poetry do for you? How does it push your pen? How does it feel to respond to the energy, either live or on stage and so forth?
Well, so for me, like, the reason why I write erotic poetry, too, is because there's a moment, and it's either a real moment or something fictional, that I'm trying to create in a certain way. And I want to put the person in the place that I'm picturing, and I'm trying to pick the right words. And I think that's my favorite part, is trying to pick the most, like trying to pick like beautiful words and like words that just sound nice off the tongue. And because I find that like part of it is just hearing it in the way it, like speaking erotic poetry is sexy all on its own, just like feeling the way the words feel in my mouth. So it's like, it's just,
I feel
it's just one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's just like, it's not really about what it does for anyone else, or because if I'm on stage, and I haven't been in rooms where I felt safe enough to do erotic poetry like publicly like that. But when it comes to just like normally performing, or if I'm in front of someone or like a small group of people and I'm performing, it's like there's that heat and that energy that I feel that also kind of comes with it. And it's just like you're putting people in this like state of like remembrance of either a time they were there, and they just kind of have that little, yeah, that little like shiver, you know. But at the end of the day, it's like I like finding the right words and creating these like moments through poetry.
All right, that's what's up. Okay. And then Dabonique D. Magwood.
Yeah.
Are you there?
I'm here.
So so what does erotic poetry do for you?
Well, I will start off saying that I did not start writing just erotic poetry. I am just naturally a poet. As you read from my bio, I've always been a writer. After I wrote my first book, which is erotica, is when I started venturing off more towards erotic words, if that makes sense. And with the name of my company, which is Envision Publications, the whole point is to visualize, because my vision is my purpose. So when I write and I'm reading and I'm speaking and you're hearing my words, I want you to see it. I want you to feel it. I want you to taste it. I want you to touch it. You can rub it if you want. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, these are the things that I'm looking for when I write, because I want you there as I'm there. Like, I want you in the room. I want you up against the wall. I want you pumping. That's what I want in your mind as I'm reading. So that's kind of what it does for me. I mean, you know, we're adults. So when you're a man and you're a woman, you're a man and you're a woman. And these are things that men and women do. And at the end of the day, I'm all woman. 10 times a lady, babe. That's what it's.
Well, yeah. So you could rub it if you want. I just know that the drink is about to get smacked out of my hand very shortly. Very, very shortly. I already know that's going to happen. We're going to start our first round now. And I'll just go from bottom to top since we're already here at the bottom, and then we'll do an open mic round. Well, actually, ladies, what would you like to do? Would you like to do a round of one piece a piece and then another round following like that? Or would you want to do two pieces at a time?
Ooh, I don't know. What are you guys thinking?
I'm ready to do two pieces. I have them all picked out already.
I have mine.
I have mine too ready.
Okay.
I'm a team player, so whatever you guys would like to do.
So before we team players and Minaj this mic. Anyway, so we can do it like this. We can go through. Actually, I think diversity is a thing that will work. How about we do two rounds and we go one piece a piece and then we come back around and we go in that order. We start from the bottom to the top and then go back in reverse order with pieces.
Okay.
And everybody will get to do their two
pieces. That's cool.
All right, will that work?
Okay.
That work?
Okay.
All right, so we're going to start.
Yeah.
So, D-Mag, we're going to start with you. Are you ready?
You want to start with me. Okay.
Yeah, because we're
sure
here now.
I'm ready.
All right, now, what I'm going to do, actually, Lisa Lips, if you're here with me, right, I definitely need some help on the event page. If you can, please post any information that they say on the page so that people can have access to it in a public forum so that they can see it. So the event page is on Facebook. So if you're looking for any information, we will post it there. So anything that the authors, the things that they put forth, any links, we'll put it on that page, so you'll have to seek it out. It's the same title of the show. You'll be able to get it. So, Author D. Magwood, are you ready?
I'm ready.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. This one is called The Rhythm. Curiosity got the best of you, made your mind wander, and let your imagination go astray. Her movements, sensual, her body, delectable, her mind, so damn divine. The need to get close, halts your boast, because you realize immediately that she isn't impressed by the flash of dollars, jewels, and your Armani set. It's stimulation she seeks, make love to her mind, so her senses can meet. Dozens of people, you only see her, your attention captured as you lurk, and as you close the distance between you two, she smiles while turning her focus to you. Your adrenaline begins to race, lust and desire written all over your face, matching the energy beaming off of her, smoldering as the two of you raise the temperature. And finally, you touch. Skin so soft, to have her is a must. You lick your lips at the salt of her taste, eager to feast on what's under her lace. You grab and pull her to you, your body's flush. It's a ladder on the hush. Your bodies move together in sync to the beat. Your desires melting, got you both in heat. Your hands right up her thigh, her body moving like a snake in high tide. And then you grind as she bends and makes her ass wind. Your excitement is evident as you move against her ass with immense intent, moving sensually to the beat and ready to hit the sheets with her back against your chest. Your hands hold her close as your body sways right to left. And she whispers, and immediately, you're stiff as a book, ready to take her home like Foxy Brown. Give it a stiff dick and lay it down. For the exit, you two head, eager for the actions that lies ahead. Seconds later, you're in the theme of racing. Time is of the essence, and it's pussy you're chasing. Stick shift. She works it into gear, hot as a rock as you draw her near. And then you reach home, from the brown to waste. You tear. Your tummy slides down the back to the front before you suck on her pearl. She grabs the back of your head to bury you deep as her mind whirls, grind to each sock, back from the wall, she bucks, and like a volcano, she erupts, men's waiting. There is no need for contemplating. You slide two fingers into her haven, hot, wet, and tight, ready, taken. Then you plunge. The kitty sucks up your pre-cum like a sponge. It's the leap that you seek. The need to be her best lover. Master of the stroke under the covers. You dove in and ruffled her feathers. Took her to the ring and boxed her out like Mayweather. Runs around. And she's still ready to rumble. Big kitty in a small package. And not once, but she's done. You're digging. She's taken. As you bust it open, the sheets, y'all soak them. She's gushing all over your shit. Got you chasing waterfalls or the waves of the cliff. Trip, trip. You're falling over, taking her with. And she rides that shit. Like a professional thoroughbred, vanishing the tip. Thing head bounce, her legs spread wider. She rocked, grabbing her hips as you ran nonstop, ready for the sun. Hot, wet, messy, and gushy. And you dig deep, pussy. Flat backs and ass slaps. Got you both in a zone as her walls clench and take you all the way home. Panting heavily. Sweating profusely, mind wandering loosely. Unbelievable how the kitty is so juicy. The best sex is hot, nasty, but the best you ever had. A title sits ironclad, grabs your attention. Helping the scenes flow, your imagination. And then you realize it's still rooted to that spot. Drips of sweat on your forehead because your body is hot, and it gets hotter as you watch her body move to the rhythm. Hand taps to her hips as she sways them. You break your stare and then head to the bar. It's been a long night so far, but you intend to pull an all-nighter as you down your Patron and waltz the crowd, and it doesn't take long before you two lock eyes. Sharing unspoken secrets, spots. The exit becomes your destination, adrenaline making you impatient. And then you smile at her because you already know. Your imagination has you in replay mode, and you intend to relive each hot sexual play over and over as this is Groundhog Day. And that's all. That concludes. And that is the rhythm.
I was stuck on mute because, you know, something about waterfalls gushing. Anyway, waterfall gushing. Can y'all round of applause for Officer D. Magwood?
Thank you.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'm soaking up the pre-cum. I just need you to read a little bit louder.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I just wanted a little bit louder, you know, because I needed to wrap that around. Never mind. She's not gonna do that. It ain't gonna get no better. It ain't gonna get no better because not only. I've become accustomed to the filthiness of this particular poet because they just say some shit and I just be looking at them and like, that came out your mouth? That came out your mouth. Katarina, are you ready? Why are you laughing? You know I'm dead serious. Katarina, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Okay.
Mic is yours.
Thank you. Baby, are you busy? Do you have a second to answer my call?
It's not that I need to talk to you. I know you don't have too much time, but you've been gone for a while, and I just want to come to you. I've been thinking about your hands, the way your fingers dig into my thighs, and all the ways you make me feel like art, a marble sculpture radiating sacral energy. If I spread my legs and gave you a glance into the fountain of youth I pour out in abundance, we'd make a big mess.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
You can't hear me? You can hear me now? Okay. Should I head over?
Yeah, we can hear you. Have your mic's open.
Oh, okay. Okay.
My bad. I'm sorry. We can hear you. I forgot to open my mic. All right. Anybody else, if you got sound in the background or people are talking to you while you're on, please mute your mic. Definitely spin the block on that. Run that back.
Okay. I got you. Baby, are you busy? Do you have a second to answer my call? It's not that I need to talk to you. I know you don't have too much time, but you've been gone for a while, and I just want to come for you. I've been thinking about your hands, the way your fingers dig into my thighs, and all the ways you make me feel like art, a marble sculpture radiating sacral energy. If I spread my legs and give you a glance into the fountain of youth I pour out in abundance, we'd make a big mess. I'd have you take your time, sip onto me. I'm a dish that enjoys being savored, nibbled, and tasted thoroughly. Replaying you, gutting me. Chase our orgasms, your wooden spoons stirring me like Sunday's best. I won't be able to get some rest until I release for you. So, baby, are you ready? Do you have the strength to stay composed as I whimper in your ear, begging you to drink from my fountain? Dedicated to pouring for you. Let me bring the phone down and let you hear my pussy talk, smacking as she blows you kisses. Listen to her give thanks for your guidance. Now, babe, check your phone and watch me suck my gooey off the bone. Hurry home or send a load right back. All right, and now here's a submissive cowgirl. I've been waiting for you to be ready for me, a good girl for you. Now you're waiting for me with a present, a perfect lap to bubble and whine on, a perfect bulge to straddle and grind on, a perfect body to cream and come on. Watch me while I undress and climb on you. I want your hands to explore my body while I taste your tongue. I never get tired of kissing you. Grip my hips, suck my tits, follow my fucking rhythm, bite my lips, pinch my nips, learn my algorithm, choke me like you hate me, growling like you're hungry, tearing like you'll clothe me right after you destroy me with your deep strokes, leaving me singing. I'll scream, I'll cream, you can keep adding icing to my cake and my cake, whichever, just don't surprise me with anal. I promise you, baby, I can handle it. I'll take my time when I sit on it, because you feel so good inside me. When your balls smack my nose, you're caught deep in my throat, you reach down to slide your fingers inside me. When you suck on my clit and rub your fingers on it, give me a taste before you hammer inside me. Come with me. Walk that fine line between inflicting pain and pleasuring me. In turn, I'll bathe in your moans and vibrations, soaking my skin in every drop of your milky elation. Yeehaw, my love. Yeehaw. Thank you. Yeehaw.
It was a yeehaw for me.
Yeehaw.
I like that. I see you scream. I like that part.
Whatever you need, step anal. Eileen, can we give a round of applause to Katarina, please? Thank you. All right. So we're going to now move over to Passionate the Poet. Are you ready, madame?
I am.
Well, the mic is yours.
Succumb. Your mind's eye with that word play, your chocolate skin and locks, lips that I want to have privy in. When you recite, my cilia stands command while other electrical nodes saturate and expand. I want to get lost in the stanzas of the poetic bed you made and be the straight-A student of what giving head really means. I see us in between metaphors and over hyperbole, around similes and the circumference of your dexterity. I want to be intertwined amongst your poetic complexities. Write me a love song about how strong your tongue is long, unlocking my secret identity. Plunge into me, your mind's eye with that wordplay, because I need to come pay my tithes to thee. You know, when such words come from those lips, I can't help but appreciate. My lips are your adornment, as they should be. I'm addicted to your diction. I depict a love fantasy of sensual aggression with words that entail details, quite a visual collection. Poetry is artistry anew. I yearn for the day of an in-person rendezvous. You're my north node, awaiting to verbally vice grip your south pole, returning mental orgasms back and forth for a most catastrophic event. Your impending curve with therapeutic love making words to fuck me senseless. Let me get my thoughts together, because this journey of us is limitless, and I want your head, hands, girth, and worth to be wrapped around and stuck all up in this. My yoni pearl washed and plucked vigorously and just gentle enough that my ocean floor capsizing you and you rush to swim ashore, peeking your head periodically to see my emotions implore. I'm trying to fuck with you the long way, sad ways and back. When you clap them cheeks, you know how I like that. Sizing my plate, admiring my palate of exquisite taste. Reaching further while my euphoric mind contemplates under insatiable circumstances, I cannot hold this in any longer. The thirst, the pressure is getting stronger. And as we lock eyes and ink is all over us, we release a cataclysmic burst of poetic wanderlust. Here's a towel, baby. You can wipe my words, but the impact is tattooed, heavily saturated and subdued. I'll give you a moment or two, let you reflect and dissect how I made your mind come as I was filled up with you. In peace.
Ooh. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Listen, can y'all give a round of applause? I need a towel.
Yes.
I
got a towel for you, baby. I got a towel for you.
I need a towel. Just cheek clapping people. Y'all just are on one. That's just what's happening. And the funny thing is, like, I can feel the momentum bending because everybody's like, oh, we doing that? I can tell. So let's just go to secrete emotions. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Because I'm really not ready, but I'm just going to ask. I'm going to mute myself at some point because I already know. Like, never mind. Secrete emotions. Are you ready?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly fine. Yeah. You are very clear. The mic is yours.
I came in the door of here. I wanted you so much that
I could smell you. I mean, I could actually smell you, and the more I thought of you next to me, the stronger the smell became until I could taste you. I could feel you giving me butterfly kisses with your eyelashes, kissing me with the calmness of your breath, and slowly you kissed me with your lips. Your lips so wet, you had no choice but to spread your kisses down each shoulder into the inner part of my arm. You went further down to the tips of my fingers, placing each one in your mouth, one by one. Then you placed my hand upon my breast, and you made my nipples become erect by my own hand. You saw that I began to shiver, so you began to kiss my love handles, handling it like two rails that held you up as you stood firmly in between my thighs, thinking of where you would go next. You placed your tongue inside my navel, and I swear I thought this over and over. My salted tears drained from my eyes and flowed from between my thighs, and my sheets became moist, and baby, you hadn't even touched me there. See, this is just from the thought of you. I thought of you so much that I could smell you. And as I thought harder of you, the smell became stronger until I came and I smiled and I laid and I went to sleep thinking of you. No, wait.
Lord Jesus,
yeah.
I hope I didn't interrupt. Were you done? I wasn't sure, because I'm done. If you wasn't done, but I'm just saying.
I'm done until the next one.
Damn.
Oh Lord Jesus. Can we get a round of applause for the creature?
Yes.
I felt like I was secreting something.
Damn.
Thank you.
I felt an involuntary Kegel. Never mind.
I was like, oh shit!
I wanted
to
say it again. You know, I felt the tremble, like from V Magwood on, I felt the tremble, but I felt the Kegel, the involuntary Kegel happen. Like my butt cheeks was clenched. I didn't know what the hell was going on. Anyway, y'all giving over our most secrete emotions. And now we're going to go over to the one of Honey. Honey Dip, are you there? Are you ready? Honey Dip, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The mic is yours.
I just want to be touched by you. Feel your hand softly caressing every inch of my body with soft licks and kisses. Dragging your fingers across my spine proudly, mischievously, as if you were up to no good, gripping my ass to spread it apart. Finding your way through every curve, perfectly aligning the pendulum of your soul that calls to me, gliding within my lips to start a meaningful conversation. We go back and forth until knocking on my door, and as I welcome you home, you slowly put the tip in. As you rub on my body, pushing in inch by inch deeper into me until I feel the entire length of you with the way you fill me up wall to wall, making room inside of me for you, slowly flicking my nipple as you pinch and play with the other one, gently biting on them, making my body shudder with every stroke. Trying to tap out, but no longer having the strength to mouth the words or get my muscles to listen to you. Because they're screaming for you, baby. Singing to every fiber in my body with your touch. Finding around and around. Hitting spots I didn't know existed. We still had yet to discover them. Pulling my hair as you lift my leg, lay me on my side, shoving your soul into mine, massaging my cervix. And as I gasp and moan, you listen closely, patiently, anxiously waiting to find the moment. So small, the whimper, the one that makes my body stop time yet shake uncontrollably, the one that tells you yes. And my juices slowly let themselves drip onto you. So you push and pull into me over and over and over again. And as I scream in painful pleasure, you hold yourself back from letting go until the moment you see my eyes roll back in my head, and we come. We come together. Our souls dancing, we are no longer in flesh. Our beings reside within the textures on the sheets. The walls, memories of our chakras colliding one by one in mind, in body, in flesh. And we create an everlasting soul tie, proving the existence of lovemaking to be true. Fire and desire, pure and impure. But ready. I'm ready. Thank you.
Wow.
Number
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
God.
Wait, I got to say, when you got in the goddamn bag with that shit. Okay. I got the, You know how I feel about music. You do the piece and the shit at lines is like all the thing. God damn it! Clench, unclench, butt cheeks, involuntary kegels. It's perfect. It's good. Y'all give her a round of applause. That shit worked out.
Yes.
I'm gonna say, listen, honey, because I don't talk bad to you, but nigga, what you been doing over there? What the fuck have you been doing over there? What? Like, that's you. I'm gonna go suck my thumb. I'll be back. And I'm talking in the back to
fucking
it. Yo, y'all come to play.
Yeah. Oh,
my God. Not tonight, nigga. Ready to go night-night? Let me stop.
Round one.
I feel like I got a lunch date tomorrow. I shouldn't be listening to this kind of stuff. I might do... Y'all are not playing the fucking... You ladies with these voices and your delivery... I'm glad it's a mute button on my phone because
that part.
Involuntary keyboard shit, involuntary outburst. It's say that again.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of moisturization and compromisation. That's all I'm going to say, moisturize and compromise. I just seen this shit happening. I mean this in the most respectful way possible. Fuck all y'all ladies reading this shit tonight. I'm saying it respectfully. Y'all on some shit. People breathing into the mic a certain way. You know, and she breathes like, how you gonna have a high note and then breathe a certain way? You gonna hit it, Tina Marie at the high note and then breathe.
I had to let her sing too.
You let her sing and you breathe. I'm just saying. I mean, it's disrespectful. Anyway.
No, it's delicious is what it is.
All right. It really was though. You know, it's like cake, fat cake, love cake, and I'm a fat kid. So anyway, ladies, how did y'all feel about that first round? Let me talk to our features. Ladies, how did you feel about the first round?
Dope.
Love it.
Y'all was good. Y'all was good.
I got people sucking their thumbs, so I think I'm pretty good.
It's true. Anyway, now we're here because we... All right, so we just going to goof the fuck off because right now, like, I don't care. I don't care. For real, I know you're listening. Forgive me. We're about to cut up. I know you're going to fire me, Bubba Shaw, for work tomorrow. Wait, nothing ever happened. Bubba Shaw for work tomorrow.
I'm just going to let it go.
That's what I'm saying. We're going to let it go. Boss man, I know you're listening. I see you here. You know, matter of fact, boss man, if you want me to open your mic, I'll open your mic so you can yell at me forthwith. We'll let that happen. I'm gonna open these other microphones up so we can have everything. Because what we're gonna do, right? We just gonna go straight through because we don't got a lot of time, and we're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time, and it's a school night. So,
absolutely.
You know, I'm just going to run back through with everybody. And so I'm just going to go straight down the goddamn line. Shit be damned, because I don't think I could take another round of this shit direct. I think that'd be something else. And it's bad enough. I ran out of cold press last time. Gentlemen, we just going to go through. I'm just going to ask some quick questions so I know who's who and the what's. So I got everybody so I can label them real quick. So area code 442, who's that?
You know that Sphinx the poet. What up?
Oh, my.
Oh shit. God damn it.
Oh, shit.
All right.
It is not going to get any better.
This is not going to get any better. All right, area code 860, I know that's probably Kiss. That's Kiss, isn't it?
Mr. Obey.
It is.
Jesus Christ. All right. Area code 504. Let me guess. Is it the Royal Drench?
It is the Prince of the Drill. Prince West.
Yes. Prince Wet, a.k.a. Prince Drippy, the Royal Drench is here. It's going to be some bad stuff that happens. All right. Katarina, I know this is you because I know you dropped and we just bringing you back. So I'm just labeling it. Jesus. All right, Katarina, I got you, right? Katarina, I got you, right? All right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. It kicked me out and I had to come back.
All right. If you want, I'll call you in. If you have any more problems, let me know and I'll call you in, okay?
Okay, dope. Thank you.
Or do you want me to do that now?
Yeah, you can do that now, I guess.
Is that way? All right, hold on. I got you. Just hold one second.
Hold it on one second.
All right, this is going to be me. This is going to be me calling you right now. All right, so that's me. I'm calling you, so you can just hang up your phone and then go from there. All right, got you. All right, kick you back into the queue. All right, stable, I got you. More stable, that's good, right? All right, good. All right, so we're going to go to area code 813. Who is that?
It's Finale. How you doing?
You said Finale, right?
Yeah, it's Finale. Yeah.
All right, so I'm just going to make sure I got everybody labeled. Everybody's good. All right, anybody else? You got to raise your hand. Oh, J-Rob, listen, Cuzzo, you can't be sliding up in here all quiet, light, and hanging out in the back. I know you probably won't read no poems or not, but listen, your commentary is warranted. We need this. All right, so this is what we're going to do. Wait.
Javi. Yes. Can you call me again? Because it didn't work.
It didn't work? I thought it did work.
My phone was on sleep mode. I'm so sorry.
If you're talking to me, it worked.
Nah, because you didn't pick up. This is what happened, okay? My phone was on sleep mode, and you called, but automatically did not come through. So I just missed the call completely. That's what it's
Wait a second. Wait, hold on. Katarina, I'm talking to you right now.
Yeah, we hear you on air.
Huh?
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh,
you're in.
But either way, it's okay.
Your other call dropped. Well, maybe not. Yeah. I don't know. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. I'm going to try this one more time. One more again. I'm sorry. Let me put some music on in the background while we're waiting.
Hey, Drill Sergeant.
What's good?
Man, how much damage we doing tonight?
What are you talking about? Total and utter destruction.
Total destruction. Now, I just want to make sure I'm on the right page.
Kids, oh, my God. Do y'all have to talk like this? Do y'all have to sound like that? Damn.
They're trying to plot. It's cool, though.
Hey,
I don't need to be influenced. Y'all going to have me do a pretty panty day tomorrow. I'm trying to be good.
All right, listen. So I know that certain people from Drip showed up. Yes, pretty panties are okay. All right, so I'm just fair warning. I'm warning all the viewers and the listeners that please understand it's about to get a bit racy. Please sit on a towel, get yourselves ready. Take a cold shower, do whatever you got to do. This is not for the play. This is not for the people. If you are not an adult, you feel like you need to sit down, you might need to take an aspirin to make your blood run a little bit clearer, a little faster. It's going to happen. We're going to go right now. We're going to start. We're going to run straight through. I'm going to start with our features, and we're going to do this. Let's try to keep our poem succinct because we got to get through a crazy, super dope list of incredible poets. And, of course, the Drip. And we're going to go from there. So, Katarina, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. The mic is yours.
Baby, I think it's time we leave this party and do some we shouldn't be doing this things in the bathroom. Maybe it's the Tootsie Roll talking, but let me be your Moscow mule and get on this ass, daddy. I mean, hold me, please. Dangerous cocktails drip down my spinal cord, tightly wound and knotted, until loose lips and unhinged inhibitions allow me to ask you for what I really want. Pulling on both sides of the zipper on that jacket that doesn't close because, like your clothes, I'm trying to get off on you. Giggling as I guide you into my temporary lair, pulling up my hair before devouring every inch of you. I can't stop kissing you, rubbing you, feeling your hardness beneath your clothes, my tiny hands struggling as your excitement expands beyond their grip. Peers knocking and wondering what's taking so long while I witness you grow longer, wider, gripping your denim seams hard but not tight enough to rip. I pull, drop, and release you, the tip of my nose tickling your base as I rub your rawness all over my face, kneeling, slapping you on my swirling tongue and pouting lips. Katerina's teasing a tall drink with tiny sips until you hold my mind still, jumbling my thoughts, popping throat cherries that taste like cranberry sauce that's the views for me. Your bottom lip disappearing under your top teeth, groans escaping as you keep pushing deeper. Tongue tip swirling and tickling beneath your barrel, a shotgun never tasted so good. Unload your bullets and murder my uvula. I want more of you. Bending over, spreading my lips, my juices changing, baby, cut my ribbons. Every entrance a grand opening, and welcome home to the king of my hills. An inkwell deep enough for a full refill, wrapping you in warmest wetness, thrusting just enough to stretch this fuck me. Make me your puppet, holding bones, I might say fuck it, the way you lose yourself inside me. Let me take you to Wonderland, playing reverse whack-a-mole like rabbits. You win hide-and-seek in your favorite hole, kiss the chakras up my spine as if I manifested our bodies bumping, throwing my cape back, matching smacks with bass beats thumping on the other side of the door, grunting, Daddy, give me more as you both release. I squeeze and whine. You hold my hips, dig and grind before pulling back, teasing me with your favorite moves, as if the moment we get home, I won't be getting you back by throwing you on your back and riding you unrestrained until my walls are stained with you once more, your personal whore. Your smirk suggests smugness, my bratty nature, and a forever state of fuck this. Let me suck this cocktail of cum off you, baby. We taste delicious. You should kiss me and take a sip for yourself. Thank you.
All right.
Yes. Okay. Yes. The drink has been spectacular. And again, y'all give a round of applause for Katerina.
A little bit of a proper clap.
Yes, the proper claps. Clap your hands or clap your cheeks. Either one, it works. We're going to come back to Honey Dip. Honey Dip, are you ready? I don't know if I'm ready for you, but are you ready? Honey Dip, are you there?
I mean, I call her name.
Well, we'll come back. We'll come back. I don't know if I'm ready for this next person either. Secrete Emotions, are you ready? Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
The mic is yours.
I'm lying in bed thinking about her head, wishing you would come and touch me there. Pull down my picky underwear. Oh, how I can come from just there. But you don't, you just lay there. Why don't you roll over and run your fingers through my hair? Kiss down the back of my neck. Yes, baby. Kiss right there. Get there. Sheltered in mounted form. Thunder's roaring. Here I come.
lover boy, almond joys, got that nut I've been searching for. Chilly night moon on rise, stars shining through, fog wet window pane on my window. Slide me over in between, newborn space, come on. Fill me up, come on baby. Put it in my face, put it in my face. I'm open to new horizons. Let go of sorrow mistakes. Be the guide in all confusions. All loneliness will drown away. Say it's okay to sleep in your arms. Spoon me, slurp me up. Lucky charm, be my lucky charm. Help me sleep and dream of you. Put me to sleep to see right through. Come on, chase. Chasing memories of what one man could do while being good to thee. Be good to me, daddy. Drain me, baby. Drain me lately. Energy has been spent on things that are not important. So down and keep me company. Help me sleep. Help me deep sleep good while next to you. Next. Come on, come inside, move me. Move it slowly, grind inside me. Move to my motion. Taste me while you move. Grab my hair. Pull it close to your chest. Smack my ass. Smack it. Smack it. Taste it. Move me. Groove me. Come closer to me. Go deeper inside me. Over and over and over. Make me come. Make me come. Make me over. Over, over, oh, make me. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, we came together, baby.
All right.
This
is funny. I had to step away for a minute, but I think I came back in time.
Yeah. Yeah, you did come back. Yeah, you did. Yes, absolutely. I'm getting rid of my Pornhub subscription, my X videos. I'm getting rid of all of it. I'm just going to subscribe to.
You can check it out on SoundCloud. You can check it out on Reverb. Well, it used to be on Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, all that good stuff. CD Baby, Spotify, it's on there. Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna have to go to the event page and post. Lisa, can you post that up? I'm going to Amazon myself some more cold press. Anyway, I need somebody there. Can we give her a round of applause, please? Round of applause. I like when people repeat instructions. That's all I'm going to say. When you repeat instructions, it's actually a good thing. Repeat the
Absolutely.
Instructions. Tell me what to do. You know, I'm like Jill Scott. You know, if you could tell me what to do, then you could tell me what to do. Anyway, never mind. Honey Dip, are you there?
Can y'all hear me?
No,
yeah, we can hear you now.
We hear you now.
Okay. I'm here.
Are you ready?
Absolutely.
The mic is yours.
You have one message. Hey. I just wanted to talk to you for a second and show you how I'm feeling. Express to you how it's hard sometimes for me to be real, and I just wanted to tell you I can't believe the other night you had me pleading, begging, asking
for mercy, and your name had me screaming while you started to deepen your stroke, had me creaming. There's so many bad choices I want to make with you. So many bad habits I'm trying to break, but you made me one. I became the best wish you never asked for, like soul music on a Sunday creeping out the morning after. Sun's rising, moon gliding, star guiding, we began to stroke constellations into the existence around us. And you beat me down, wall after wall, going up through me, had me coming too, and then your eyes fell in love with the lust I was giving you. Well, just look at how well you've trained me. That's right, baby. I'm a quick learner. Who knew that you'd be the one to teach me that I'm a squirter? And you left me speechless. As you grabbed my neck, released your essence on my face, and kissed my forehead and said, your turn. You told me to hold it and said, good girl, when I couldn't. You said you'd give me the world yet inside. I knew you wouldn't, but toxicity was new for me. I felt like I was now your territory, and from what I could see, my ex marked your spot. So love was the last thing I'd ever think about giving. But you felt like home, like I was lost between two time zones, and then I got a glimpse of your high and realized how potent you were. And I needed you. Reaching into places no one else could see through. You loved when I wore see-through, yet you never gave me the chance to see through you. But I bet you remember when I had you staring at me in the rear view while rearing back into you. As I yelled out your name to the tip of my tongue while you explored the dwelling where my stomach and lungs reside. Remember how it felt when you were inside. Remember hearing sounds bounce off the walls with the shadows of me choking. Because I know you missed the push and pull of these waves from my ocean, but if I'm honest, from the moment you left, nothing has been the same. I wish the moment I said to pack your shit and leave, you would have just stayed. I mean, what can I say? I wasn't ready for commitment. My heart had been out of commission for a minute. But it's crazy how lost people just don't happen to find each other. It makes life worse than what it should have been. Because we got close pretty quickly, and then life happened. But I think about you every now and then, and hope that you're okay, and that you're happy. Take care. Peace.
Right now.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would leave some shit like that on my ass for shit.
Stop picking up on the first ring.
I'll be listening. what are you doing in the bathroom by yourself? I'm listening to
I've had people tell me that. That's why my pages are private. Yeah, that's why my pages are private. I can't deal with it.
Listen, can y'all give a round of applause for Honey Dip?
Yeah.
It was so layered. You know, I kind of got lost when she said squirter, and then she brought me back, you know, with the face. Good. You know what? Never mind. We're not going to talk about all the voluntary things that are going on here. Passionate, are you ready?
Yes.
The mic is yours.
He dissected me like a salute report. I knew it was only a matter of time before his tongues would take my soul and my body convulse and contort. It's no time to abort.
his mouth only 2 feet away from giving pure bliss, he knew exactly what happens when he pulls, tugs, flicks, and kisses. A professional mastering the art of cunnilingus, a succubus. As a result, I will spew blasphemes with a spiritually sensual catastrophe. Add it up and multiply. It's just math, you see. He touched it, my clit, and rubbed it with his middle fingertip. The first lick. Then there was a pause, then a deep breath, and then strategically repositioned himself in bed. I'm dead alive. Pollinating his throat with my honey, his lips and tongue and saliva, he started to sweat like dark chocolate Godiva. I thought I was in purgatory. All in my guts, my pearl was the glory. My orgasms told the story. I held his head and he applied pressure so hard I could no longer see his face. He grabbed my thighs. From that point on was my demise. Making kissing pucker sounds, grabbing my mouth, he said, talk that shit now. Ain't this what you've been waiting for? For me to taste and eat? I'm going to drink your soul as my liquid feast and tie you down so you can't leave. So precisioned, so intricate, so ravenously, and still so delicate, like my favorite musical instrument. I was a fruit salad of mangoes, strawberries, and peaches, pineapples and kiwi, oranges, cherries. Yeah, I was his nutrition and his facial hair growth serum. He was drunk off my love and I intoxicated also in return. Every time he sucked, he flicked, then Fritch kissed my split. Look at you trying to start some mo shit. When he grabbed my breast, I swear I felt his whole head in my damn chest. He spread my valley so wide you thought it was a continental divide. Pulling me to the edge of the bed got me beat just to give me some more motherfucking head. Smacking lips, whispering I'm so delish. He flipped me over, face fucking me so good I toppled. My knees gave out and I was trembling. You almost ready then. I let out one more. Oh, shit. He kissed it. I didn't want it to end. But I know you want some dick. I'll be ready to eat on your soul again. By then. In peace.
You nasty. That sounds like fun.
It really happened.
You know what? I didn't need to know. I don't need that kind of stress and pressure in my life right now. You should not be coming.
You're the fly on the wall, bro. You're the fly on the wall. There you go. If you was there, motherfucker, that's how you do.
Just round of applause. As J. Rob was saying, this is a very naughty, 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 naughty poetry night. That's what Cuddle said. And yes, he is absolutely right. This is some naughty shit.
J. Rob can't talk because he nasty too. The hell?
Oh, yeah, that's not nasty, man. We know that.
Damn, Libra.
We know that. That goes without saying. However, let us move on. Can we, D. Magwood, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling being in this environment with multiple people? Because I know you usually, you know, you fly solo, you by yourself. How does it feel to be in a grouping of just nasty shit that's happening?
I'm in my element, man.
You're in your element. All right. Let me open up more of these mics because I know more people just came in the room, just hopped up in here. All right. I know what it is before we get to that. Hold on. Area code 912. Who may I ask is speaking?
A mother dragon.
Oh, M.O.D. What's good?
What's good?
All right. right. Area code 469, that's Lady E, correct?
Yes.
All right, good. Thank you. Thank you for being patient with us. Area code 352, who may I ask is speaking?
Dina, baby.
Oh, shit. Oh, it's a party. Okay, this is about to be all right. Well, after D Magwood, we're gonna have to go straight through because this is going to be incredibly sexy, messy, moisturizing, compromising, knocking drinks out your hand, tripping people, sliding down the hall, clean up on aisle 69, wet all the way through. So, just so y'all know, it's about to be some shit. The drip is here in full effect, and it's about to be some Mother of Dragons is here, finale, Prince the Royal Dress Kiss, Poetic Sphinx, La Perla Negra. All right, Lisa Lips. All right, so D. Magwood, are you ready? Come on with the come on.
I am ready.
All right, one time for the one time.
Called. You got it. This one here is called Not Mine, Not Yours. The title as I read, your embrace is heavenly, your touch exotic, the way you stare into my eyes, hypnotic. Our lips connect and a match is struck, a connection made without the stroke of luck. The stars align perfectly for you and I. Time stood still, but the days flew by. And so we slide, not one rule we abide, because what we needed was each other, skin to skin, lips locked under the covers, wanted me, and I needed you. That second thought never came as our clothes were thrown astray. A chance encounter made on a whim, the likelihood of us not making love, slim, borrowed bodies in borrowed time. Filling the room with rhythmic rhymes. But the want became dire need as you entered my cavern like wild grown weeds. The heat, smoldering, perspiration dripping down to our feet, being diving within my great lakes. It's never too late to start again on a clean slate. The fake led to the ultimate. I ran willingly into your arms as you opened wide. Adrenaline pumped, excitement I could hide. Anew and profound, which is why I had to go for another round. Eager for your hand, checking numbers within them drawers. So we play a game, and the loser screams thy name. For the quotes and yanks and sheets, you make me rain, and I make you skeet. Look it up, slurp it up, get it all. Starting on round four before night falls. And it feels so damn good, just like heaven. Orgasm on lucky number seven. Shallow breathing, being on my neck while ass slapping. My cheeks in the palm of your hand. Sweat pouring down your face as you ran. I hold you tight. Hot, wet grip got you losing sight. Take flight. My sex drone got you losing sight. But just don't hold on. Because before long, the time to separate will return, leaving us both to yearn. It's lovemaking becoming the solution. And bravery was the push to move forward, past a look, landing in the bed in between the sheets. Under the radar, indiscreet. Precautions taken with you and I, because I'm not yours and you're not mine. So we have to make sure that our deep dives never reaches their ears or eyes, because you and I both know it can be healed. It can be heated, sorry. I sizzle and pop. Soon, she looks such buck on each time. The response to your suck. My pearl is your best friend. My cum is your magic lager. Your magic lager from within. And you get drunk off my fountain of youth. The front thing is playing the flute. I ooze your personal orchestra. My man, my savior, my secret lover. And then I release in more ways than one. Setting your fire once you're done. And although we want to keep the price too high, stakes too steep, the laws of the need makes us feel as if we're freed. Shackles with no chains. Hearts wandered with a conscious brain. We both knew what was at stake. Yet and still, we cracked the lake, diving in that ultimate sin. It just felt so thin. Just had to. And I knew you would. Sharing a bond with ties to another. Our connection sealed by each stroke we make under the covers. Hot and steamy. Silk and milk creamy. A swallow for swallow. A keep for the moment because we're borrowed. Reluctantly parting when it's time. Because I'm not yours. And you're. And that is all.
You going to stop talking to me in that voice. You going to stop talking to me. You going to stop talking like that. Can y'all give G-Mac a round of applause?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Round of applause. Ladies, that concludes our two rounds of you reading poetry. How do y'all feel about the poems? I'm talking to all the teachers.
Everybody do their thing.
Dope experience. It was really nice to hear you all. It sounds good. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. I'm having a great time.
I enjoyed myself.
You said what? Say again.
I enjoyed myself.
Oh, we're not done yet. We're going into the open mic round, and we're going to experience some drippage from the Honey Drippers, for which this podcast is named after. Some people have experience with us already, Honey Dip, and other people, Shauna. You know, but I just understand that at this point, people have been staring, marinating, being prepared, and so I guess this is a return on your investment of energy and erotic energy that you provided for people, because people are ready and raring to go, and it's going to get very messy very quickly. And I would like to thank you guys as my features, the Spotway feature, which is incredible with all the different voices and the incredible styles. Can we get a round of applause for the features for this evening for the Honey Drippers 2.0 15 of a kiss? Can we get a round of applause? Round of applause.
Y'all are phenomenal.
Thank you.
Phenomenal.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
Ladies,
you were
fucking amazing.
Great.
Fucking amazing. I enjoyed. I didn't work out, but I got a lot of working out to do. Thank you. Blood moving back and forth in my body like I was running, but I was sitting still. It was nice. All right. Currently, it is now 10:56. All right. We have 4 minutes before we stop streaming. If you're listening within the sound of my voice and you're streaming this, the number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 to be heard. We are going to absolutely go through this round, throwing elbows, move bitch, get out the way. That's what we're on tonight, speed round. If we have time, because it is a school night, but I don't give a shit,
Normally I'd be like, school night, let's go. We just going to be late in the morning. That's what's going to happen. We're going to get through these and rock out because there's some people I want to hear and make sure that we get through, and we want to make sure that everybody is heard. Again, round of applause to everybody that participated and came through all the features, from Manila, Katarina, Honey Dip, Secrete Emotions, D. Magwood, Daphne killing it, and of course, Passion the Poet, who said, I started all this shit in trouble, but you came in here and you started shit, so don't say nothing, because now we got you on recording, starting shit. And also, we're also streaming and doing all the stuff in the background. Shout out to the brother who's streaming this for us. And we're going to get to this. I'm just going to call y'all names and just let y'all go. And do you know what I'm saying? I'm saying, go step out. I'm going to wait for this 90 seconds to be up, and then we're going to run a straight Boston on this mug. Drip, you know what to do. Do your worst. Make it messy. Make it slick. Do everything you need to do in order to make it happen. And the new people will come in. We're going to call you out, and we're going to go. Be ready. Be at the ready. It's about to go down. Literally, we have like a minute left. But literally, that was a 60-second countdown. If you're within the sound of my voice, right, the Blog Talk lady, if you were streaming, she would cut you off. She doesn't give a good goddamn about you. We are going to be on the other side after dark, and we all know that after 11, we truly don't give a fuck. For real, don't fire me. I know what I said. Don't let the people find us. But I don't give a fuck. Anyway, I do give a fuck, but not give a fuck. You know what I'm saying. But literally, it's about to be very wet, very quickly. A lot of compromisation. Be at the ready. It's going to be a good stuff. And we have approximately close to 10 seconds. And we're about to go. Number 319-527-6300. It's about to go down. And as soon as we click over, we're about to go. And if you're within the sound of my voice, you've now made it into overtime. Welcome to the Honey Dripper 2.0, number 15, Kiss After Dark. And we're about to go a little something like this. Lisa Lips, are you ready?
I am.
Make this motherfucker drip.
I'm kind of on a mission tonight, so you know who I'm talking to.
Wait, hold. Somebody's got noise in the background. Oh, shit. All right. I wasn't sure. It sounded like an echo, but I wasn't sure. All right. Ready, Lisa Lips? Away
you
go.
I'm ready. Her skin is warm like sunset on a placid lake. Smooth, golden, and beautiful, and her passionate stare and thick lips made me notice her. And once conversation began, I was fascinated because she's brilliant and funny and so, so real. She made me want to taste her. And so the game began. I dropped verses on her timeline and she stroked me back so gently. I knew this was more than poetic pastime. This was foreplay. So our text chats became phone calls and the heat just kept rising because she matches my energy and tweaks it up a notch every time I hear her speak. And I know that should we ever find ourselves face to face, my lips must taste her passion, and we will make magic happen, because just to be able to taste her sunshine is a blessing. It may not last forever, but it will remain etched in my soul when passionate fires burn my lips, it will be unforgettable. I'm lips. You've just been serviced.
Mm. All right, lips. The Pearl of Negra, are you ready?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. But can I? As he dropped to his knees to get a better taste, he said, beg for me. Then he begged me after he licked and kissed my lips. Come. That's a lot of noise in the background. What is that? All right, yeah. Okay. All right, let me start over. This is called Can I? As he dropped to his knees to get a better taste, he said, beg for me. Then he begged me after he licked and kissed my lips. Baby, please, don't come. Let me enjoy my exploration. He gripped my thighs tighter as I trembled and moaned pleasure into the air. He stopped licking, sniffed, raised his head and growled. This time there was no begging. He said, don't come. I was a good girl, so I listened and hesitantly held back. He said, I've been aching, craving, waiting too damn long to taste and make the depth of every one of your holes mine forever. So do not come. Returning to feasting, the further he stuck his tongue inside me, the harder it was getting for me to hold back. So I begged him once, baby, please, not come. He said, not yet. Lie on your back and hold your legs. But before I could grab them, he plunged his tongue back inside me, rubbing my between his thumb and index finger. I felt myself starting to squirt, so I let my legs go and grabbed his head. I wanted to fuck his face so bad. But he stopped and grabbed my wrist and said, damn it, don't come. I'll slow my tongue, if necessary. It didn't matter. I was reaching my peak and he knew it. And inside, teasing me with three slow pumps. Then he returned below the finish, right before he put his lips back on her. Still, I tried to hold back, but I cried out once more, Daddy, please, can I come? He said, yes, and I flooded his face as he drank me good. I said, please.
Javi, if you're talking, we can't hear you. You're muted.
Yeah, I was wondering if the show.
Damn it. Damn it.
The show.
Yeah, you broke the show.
Like,
nah, you
broke
the
show.
It
got real quiet, that's all.
Yo, I'm like talking crazy, too. I'm like, damn. I was distracted. I was thinking about other shit. Sphinx, are you there? It ain't going to get no better. Sphinx, are you there?
Right here, I'm here.
mic is yours.
Have you ever seen a shark attack? I mean, the one in the waters where I am God, Poseidon himself, you know. I mean, the ones with the drill sergeants. You go a little something like this. Open ranks, march. Ray Epiphany, Stina Jonay, Kenya, my bird in Kenya. Front and center, move. That means line the fuck up, ladies. For all the elite linguistic fuck-fighting forces on God's green earth, you three soulful and sinfully seductive sirens of sensual soliloquy had to show your hips, dips, nips, swollen clits, and delectable asses in my... What's your major malfunction, Pamela? Mind-blowing and blowing minds worldwide, causing eruptions and riptides, and then cooking good while looking good, teasing my meat while making meatless feasts. And I'm not on your fantasy list of fantastic bees, huh? You see, you like to start shit. Create feminine leakage and masculine stiffness, then hide behind convent walls. You know what? Beat your fine ass face to the pavement until I go soft. Oh, she gonna be pushing for help. Stina. Girl, I thought you knew better. Heaven sent basement alto and salivation motivating supermodel. You just gonna send that pic, huh? Who other than the good Lord up above authorized your thighs to save my damn life? I said if I die, I fucking die. She made you a lighter dog. Well, lie down, baby. Point them toes to nimbus clouds that just might give you a little bit of rain and sing me a song at 8 inches deep. You mean I said what I said, Sphinx? Indeed. Brings me to the songbird, sweetest creation ever heard, and brilliantly filthy with words. What the fuck do you think you are? Got Memphis losing military bearing, got Dub being all lovey-dovey and caring, and the Tripitus is making sacrifices of residue on carpet meant for your esophagus daycare and cradle of civilization. The nerve of you. Having a mastermind boggled, wanting you for life and not sorry. I'm done playing games with you, woman. Go to my office. Strip down to your soul. Get the wand, the black one. Turn it on. Sit on it. And don't move until I get there. Not even gonna ask, do you understand? Just about face and run. And to the rest of you, I've shown time and time again that pain is pleasure. Just know, I don't give a damn if it's Clubhouse Streets or Epiphany Radio. Y'all ain't felt no pain yet. As long as I breathe, you will never, ever be at ease. Dismissed.
If your panties is wet, please, clap your mics. Ladies.
I ain't wearing no damn panties. I'm not wearing them.
I can't even right now.
I lost my panties before the men started speaking.
It ain't gonna get
off. It was off about 2 hours ago, okay?
Right.
Right, it ain't gonna get no better. It ain't gonna get no better because Poetic is coming up next. Poetic,
come on, twins. come on.
Oh, I like it, yours, sir.
Let's get it.
I want you to sit on it. But let me tell you why I deserve it. Hey, baby girl, did you know you were made to melt in my mouth while I'm snatching your soul from down south? Your panties got in the way, so I had to remove the inconvenience today, but not with my hands, my teeth, and I just need you to moisturize my beard while I'm pleasuring your nipples with fingers. Slow down, baby. Don't be weird. My face is a safe space for you to release your stress juices, and baby, what you've been carrying around all day, see, needs to be violently released as I turn into a carnivorous savage with an appetite to be pleased. So just let that shit go, because now I'm in beast mode, so I want you to sit on it. But let me tell you why I deserve it. All the tongue lashing and penetrating is evidenced by your wet dripping pussy and swollen clit. Do you like the way you painted your canvas? Known as my beard, shit, I want you, you know I do, to slowly grind on it. Look me in the eyes as you feel it, deeply touching your walls, you oozing down my balls, while you are straddling me, and I'm gazing into your eyes, and we feel the passion and ecstasy exploding. Let me tell you something. Your proof why I should be nasty with it is because it's yours, and it, it is the reason you have all the control. So, baby, please, have multi-orgasms. That is your goal, because I want you to sit on it, tell you why I deserve it. I deserve all your wetness, all your moisture, all your moans, all your fantasies, all your sexiness, all your moods, all your flaws, and all your insecurities. I'll just stop there. Now get over here and sit on it. That's that piece.
Collaboration. Don't keep both of me alone. I like that.
It's a little parched in here right now.
So ladies, if you feel compromise, please clap your hands. Matter of fact,
you come to Chicago, you can, I'll sit on it.
I'm clapping my chest because the other hand busy.
Oh, my God.
Yo, yo, I can't think of it. My other hand's busy. Shit. Yo, oh, man, we just going to keep this run going. We're going to go with Kiss the Poet. Kiss, are you there?
I said, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. The pressures of the world are heavy on me, and I need to release. It's been a long day. And hear me clearly, I ate before I left work. My dick is hangry, so get ready, because I'm hungry. You know, I love to make love, but there would be no foreplay, just me vigorously fingering your pussy while you gag on these balls. And I never been a fan of bullying, but I'm gonna choke your ass up against this wall and eat your pussy standing up. I'm hungry, and you starting to look different. I see that little freak bitch within you has awakened, cause she welcomes this ass beating, knowing she can take it. I won't hold back. You will know from my first stroke that I am the truth, that when you need to be fed, I'm coming through, that you could wake me up in the middle of the night to fuck you. Just be as free as you please, you fucking slut. Freak bitch, my whore, thotty queen, fulfill all of your most filthy desires with me and still leave a lady. But for now, keep your eyes on me. And right now, listen to me. Enter my room of horrors and feed me. Poem.
Shit. Ladies.
All right now.
He's playing too much. You calling people a slut and all that stuff like that. You can't do that.
I mean, you can do it if you can do it.
We can slut each other out. Whatever.
Yeah, do it. Tell me a way that you're excited without telling me you're excited. Tell me, ladies.
It was a slut for me. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Just came in, just disruptive, just smacking the drinks out of people's hands, smacking ass, clapping cheeks. Y'all give it up for Kiss the Poet. It's not gonna get no better. It's not gonna get better. It's like a run right now. We're gonna go to the Royal Drench. Prince Drippy, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Oh God.
Don't call his name yet. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. And my battle with inner demons whose watch always seems to be watching me. And I'm watching reels of you consumed in the thoughts of what is. As I search for new ways to elicit explicit contemplations to the moments where I find my mind and body close racing. Tell me, what would happen if I said I wanted to see you? I wanted your presence so my mind would capture your sense. Give me excerpts of your beauty just enough to satisfy my visual needs. But now I find myself up this early, scared to go to sleep, afraid to dream. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. What if I don't want to leave? What if I found a new happy in you wanting to be pleased? What if I awoke with muscle cramps from strokes? What if I told you the truth of the multiple ways you said my name? What if I said I counted the number of nuts that were choreographed by body shutters, backed up dancer moans and eyes rolls hiding behind eyelid flutters? What if I told you that part of you, the way you moved when backstroking in the waves of sheets, that chuckle that expressed intimacy, the changes of octaves when I stuck toes from pedicure feet? What if I told you all that came from my speech impediment, from the way your body understood my lips while I was reading the lips, telling me where to kiss? What if I told you we had sex like it was a day of rest? Long, slow strokes. I'm digging you. Your nails digging me. We digging in sheets. Climax slowly climbs, but you're not ready to tap out yet. So we kiss. Lips perfectly fitted. Our taste of exquisite, we brought delicacies, but what if I said the only morsel I'm willing to delicately eat is you, and that's what I'll be sampling, using my face to lightly skim the goosebumps of your skin, my lips brushing against the flat tips of the plateaus mounted at the ridges of your smooth chest. You whisper my instructions. Your accent tickles my desires and slowness begins to morph into name-calling, hair-flipping, and slaps of approval. The struggle to breathe from orgasmic grips around my neck until you grip my tip and explain that you need to help me finish. Wet dreams awaken me in pools of sweat. My mind quickly discards your identity to protect me. Classify these dreams as top secret. heavily redacted, left me with only one hint. Your sickness held in the confines of a sundress and nothing else. What if I told you it's 5 o'clock in the morning and I haven't been to bed yet?
Oh Lord.
I just seen this is on some crazy shit. Ladies, if you feel compromised, please clap your mics. I mean, don't clap your mics, clap your hands. Clap your cheeks. Whatever.
I can't do none of that. I can't do none of that. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying. It's just it was Six, Dan, Kiss, Prince Wet. Y'all, listen, we're going to go to this brother, Finale. Finale, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you ready, good sir? Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, I'm ready. Alphabets of sex backwards. Zero in on this man. That will zebra dick you down like some animalistic Mandingo, Zimbabwe, Zulu warrior in your jungle bush. Why do I like sex so much? Ever since 13, I've been between cocoa, coffee, long legs, and cream. It's like yayo. And I'm a fiend that's been on a day-old fix. I need a shot of pussy bad. Extra. Extra, I got X in form of dick, with sex side effects of triple X tricks, double. You over like a double jointed aerobic instructor, push past the pink just to get to the white meat in you. I'll be your wizard to your oohs and ahs, wave my magic wand, poof, ta-da, abracadabra. I have you climb a never-ending climax. V. Eight, the juices in your pussy like pea soup. Mm-mm, pussy-licious. Sip and sop you up with simultaneous licks and kisses on your clitoris. Make you have an out-of-body experience. Epileptic. Spasms on your orgasms take you to a latitude and altitude of gratitude, a move where you elude the other dude and lose yourself to me. You and me will be as inseparable as an umbilical cord to a pussy hole. Just fingers, tongue, and dick. T. Backs, panties, canvas soles, and thongs make them edible, baby. I'll eat them off you down to the letter T because that's my favorite flavor is tasting it. S and M you with the essence of masculine toys, cuffs, whips, gels, hot wax, oils, and tropical fruits. Whatever it takes to bring out the motherfucking freaking you. Ah, you down my ma, huh? I'll be your freak or us very own personal mail catalog. Just turn my page and select what freak you want. Q. Tip these 96 degrees of heated ease. Drops the dirty words down into your ear canal. I'll have you wild and moaning and howling like some female wolf bitch in heat. Being fucked by this Q dog under a full moon until the sun comes up and won't some. P. A creamy icing on me because I like to watch the way you frost this dick. Oh, church girls don't like that, huh? Okay. But yet and still, I find them to be the freakiest OPP type I've ever met. They got rows and rows of X-holes and nymphos and no one's supposed to know that behind closed doors, y'all some closet case freaks. They like to take it in the anal and play it back on a church girl gone wild videotape. And old spells no and no means no, but when a freak says yes, It's like, yes, keep it right there. Yes, fuck me a little harder. Yes, yes, I'm about to come. Yes, I'll be your bitch tomorrow. M. And M is a candy-coated nut that I want to be to you. Melt in your mouth and not in your hands. Can you two-handedly handle this, bitch? L. Nino, I'll be for you in your ozone layer. Lightning down thunderbolts of heat strokes at the velocity of a humping hurricane, causing tidal waves, typhoons, tornadoes spinning on the walls of your Volvo volcano, causing your earthquake to erupt, floods of snowstorms catastrophically, baby. I'll be somewhat of a Viagra blizzard. I love you a long time. K, why jelly you won't need, I'll be your lubrication, tongue and spit. J, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, move over, move on. I'm an all-day fuck show host of a nymphomaniac teledon. I know I can't. I can tongue tease you, tongue please you, tongue tie. Toss your salad, tongue tie your wants and needs and two, cause I know I can. H and R block couldn't keep account of the strokes I got. I got strokes galore, hardcore, long, fast, quick or short. I even got a stroke that can imitate a vibrator that would bring stellar-ass groove back. G, string me along, let my tongue be your thong, tampon pad or tissue in your G-spot. F, make cookies that make Keebler rich. I make poor pussy sore foot, poot, and piss on this good dick. E, Z like a Sunday epiphany, erotic radio morning. I keep you horny, smack it up, flip it, throw it up in the air. Oh, no, oh, yeah. I turn your sunshine to a Skittles rainbow. D, and A, semen samples I leave on you. Skeeting prints across your ass, cheeks, face, and chest, because I'm a freak like that. See, you want a man to suck pussy like a woman suck a dick. I suck a clitoris like a hungry breastfeeding baby on a nipple. You got milk? Bees take pollen from flowers and make honey with it. I'll take pussy sweet nectar and make you come with it. Hey, ABC's the pleasure is what I'll be for you. A super kind of freaky trick. Your aphrodisiac exhibition is black, action packed, thick air. So what letter can I be for you? The alphabet, sex backwards. And that's that piece.
Oh Lord,
ladies.
Jesus.
Oh my goodness.
That was an erotic arabesque novel.
That was disrespectful. I'm sorry. That was disrespectful. That was just damn disrespectful. Okay? That was disrespectful. You don't do shit like that. Okay?
So mm-hmm. You ain't gonna be sending my sunshine and no damn Skittles rainbow.
I think was who let this nigga out the cage? Who let this nigga out the cage? Who did? Who did? Okay. Who did it? Mojave, I blame you.
I
blame you.
I'll blame Mojave.
Don't blame me. I look. Matter of fact, brother, how did you find out about the podcast, brother? How did you find out about the podcast?
You know, passionate put me on, too.
Oh.
But, you know, I have my own radio show. It's a 24-hour streaming live, and I contacted you. That was me.
Oh, so
I was contacted. I wanted, put you all on my show and let you all go forth. So I had you all going streaming on my radio show. It's WLOV Radio. So my name is Finale. I've been around a couple of times back in the day, but I've been out the loop for a while. But, you know, erotic is something I grew up off of, but now I changed a little bit. But, yeah, it's a pleasure being here.
Oh, I didn't know you said it. I didn't know you said
that was dope.
and then you came in.
Man, listen. man. That's...
Well, you all did y'all thing. I mean, hands down, y'all are awesome. So trust me, I've been entertained.
I ain't went yet.
I do. As soon as he said, yeah, let this Q dog. I said, oh, he a Q. That explains it all.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Oh, that
was,
hell.
That was extra nasty.
He would have came through. They could, you know, he could have said what's up to his team, and he would have been good, you know. But he didn't come through tonight. But it's cool. Yeah, we got somebody in the crew that's cute. We'll talk back to him. Now we gonna change the vibration, right? Because the fellas ran through here crazy. They ran through here crazy. And just came in here and did everything that needed to be done. So ladies, we're going to have y'all run. We're going to start with you, Mother of Dragons. Are you ready?
Yes, why, thank you. I am very ready.
All right, well, come on. One time for the one time.
Last time I was on my knees, Schrodinger's cat manifested. Its length, size, its shape was so congruent to my mouth. It was metaphysical, the sound that came from it, the slurping, the gurping, the gawking. You know what I mean. Last time I was on my knees, my favorite TV show was on. I sucked in so hard like an oxtail bone, pulled the cartilage out, made it spit back onto it, made a spliff. Got high off that loud. That sound that he made was too loud. Took him back to his Mandarin ancestry. Conversate with it. Paid homage to them. Traveled on my knees. Went to Ahmet. Caroused the pyramids. Hieroglyphics on that wall. Write your name with it. In Egyptian. Fuck with a couple of pharaohs. Your friends love me. But your mom hate me. Because I'm that loud. I'm too loud. That smoke. That serotonin field, clouds of smoke, that dopamine tip, drips of love, I choke on it. Meanwhile, she's a Reggie. Call me Jabba Jaws as I get tetanus from getting lockjaw. Ass on display from the view up there, geek speech with a euphemism. Make my monkey jump when we flood it out. And as my tongue explodes on your phallus, you became a pharaoh, kneeling down to commit. The last time I was on my knees, I tasted the universe. That's my piece.
I don't trust you. You be saying too much cool shit at the same fucking time and making shit sound like, like. How you going to, you going to suck something like an oxtail? You know what you got, you know where you get a good oxtail? You know what, I'm just going to tell you, Mother Dragons, you ain't shit for saying that. I'm just going to tell you, you ain't shit for saying that. You ain't shit for saying that. I don't trust you. I don't trust shit you're saying right now. Trust the goddamn thing you're saying right now. That's it. Fellas, how did you feel about that, fellas?
That oxtail definitely got me going.
Yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Poetry.
Just over here, you know, Justin.
Just for what you do to me.
I do it to every one of you, each and every night. I promise you on that.
A woman with conviction. I love it. Yeah.
Lord, have mercy.
Look, I ain't, you know what? I'm going to leave it alone. I'm gonna keep it moving. I know Lady E's been waiting this whole time. Is just very patient. Lady E, are you there?
I am.
Lady, I believe this is my first time knowing who you are. How did you find out about the podcast?
I found out about it on social media. I follow someone. Well, I follow a couple of people. They kind of mentioned some things y'all have going on Clubhouse and stuff like that. So I decided to tune in, and it's been a dope show. It's dope features, dope open mic, all of that. I'm really glad to be here.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your patience. And you have a piece for us.
Yes, I do.
Well, the mic is yours.
I just want to throw my Instagram out there. You can follow me at spokenwordwithlady_E on Instagram. So this is you, me, and she. They say three's company too, and I couldn't agree more. Just me and you? Oh, that's such a bore. Why don't we add some excitement, some enticement, perhaps? Ooh, a bad bitch and sensational devices. I'm saying, hear me out, like a dildo slowly inching into her ass while your thumb is in mine as you stroke me from the back. She's giving me nasty motivation and encouragement, like, yeah, bitch, I know you like that. Take that big dick in that pretty wet pussy. All you hear is moans and sounds of this gushy, this wet. You get the picture. Shit. You fucking me so good. All I can do is look back at you in miserable fixtures. Fuck faces, if you will. God damn. After this session, we'll both fuck around and eat a Plan B pill. Because shit gets real. And it goes down in Lady E's world. Have you seen stars and in space as your mind twirls and your toes curl? Girl, let me taste you. I find the strength to say in between the ecstasy. She put that pussy on the tip of my tongue and she tastes better than I dreamed. I mean, better than I could have ever imagined. Couldn't help but to eat that pussy with a passion. The view before you got you blowing my back in. Got me trying to catch my second wind. Got me coming again, a second wind. Scores in. That's my two to her one, to your zero. Little baby just splashed all over my face. Make that my two to her two. I just evened the score. Juices taste so damn good. She quenched my thirst. Hold on tight, daddy. Here comes your first. Daddy about to come. You warn us as we take heed. Waiting and anticipating down on bended knees. Mouth all open and tongues all out. You bust all over us, some land on our breast, but most of it we caught in our mouths. We exchange a kiss and share your sweet nectar and lick each other clean. Two bad bitches, two wet pussies, and one big dick? Let's call it a tag team. See, some people say three's a crowd, but I disagree. I like the best of both worlds. A little you, a lot of me, and a little she. Home.
Well, you better talk your shit, ma'am.
I wasn't ready. I was not ready. I was not ready.
You haven't been
ready
all
evening.
This place is crazy.
I know, but I...
You created this, but you weren't ready. What you thought
I
was going
to
be?
How? I got cold press.
That was dope, ladies. I love that.
I wasn't ready. I just wasn't ready. She said, dildo, you know what? I'm just not going to repeat that. Thank you, Lady E, for coming through and blessing us and making people wish they had more Cobra. It was nice. It was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was very nasty and made me very horny. Thank you. I appreciate you. Wow. Y'all give a round of applause. We're going to go to clap cheeks, all of that. It's great.
Thank you.
Matter of fact, all right, I'm just going to go in the corner now and just prepare myself because Nastina Baby is up next. Listen, I ain't got to say nothing. I'm just going to let it happen. Just shh.
let it happen. I'm going to be the sloth whispering in your ear. Shh, let it happen. Let it happen. You ready to make it happen?
Yes, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Make it happen. Yes.
One time, but one time.
I got you.
All right. I got you. The mighty shows one time, but one time.
I lose all control when you grab a hold and you do your trick. I love it when you lick. Lick. Lay down. I said lay the fuck down. Full submission. I'm in control. Shh. Shut up. Don't say anything unless you're asked to speak. Now I'm going to crawl to you and have a seat on something nice and hard. Tonight all bets are off because I'm playing the wild card. I'm going to crawl a little more to your face, and I'm going to feed you. I got plenty for you to taste. I want you to fully relish in this meal I'm serving you. I want you to flick, grip, lick the tip of this clit as I sit and drip all over your shit. Now, after I come, I want you to make me want more. Take your time and give me exactly what I asked for. Make me scream. Make me cream. If I scream, if you scream, can we both scream for ice cream? Now I'm going to turn around and feeling a little hungry for some steak. Because you got plenty of meat for me to partake as we 69 this thing. As I run the bristles of this tongue up and down, bobbing slowly up and down, sucking and slurping, moving my lips all around the head down to the base and the tip, rubbing it all across my face and putting it back in place. I'm swallowing you whole, slopping you up like mama's homemade butter biscuits. You better not say shit and take all of it. I feel you pulsating in my mouth and getting stiff and hard. Nuh-uh, you better not come. We just getting started. Get up right now. Get the fuck up. Now, I'm going to assume the position, and I need you to thrust inside of me. You better not hold back. You hear me? Dick me down all the way to motherfucking Pound Town and slap that ass until I say stop. Me? I like a little pain. So, stop is not even an option for me. I want you to grab the back of my neck and pull my hair just a little bit. And as I take all this dick, I'm throwing it back as your nails dig into my back. We about to reach our peak and hit that climax, going into overdrive, overtime, and I'm clenching the sheets and biting the pillow. I begin to belt and pillow. When I say I'm about to come, you better bust me down for real though.
I hear your grunts and groans, and you give one more hard push, and we both are released. Don't pull out. I said, don't pull out. Sit in it. Sit all in it. Tell me it's all mine. Now you may speak. Let me hear you talk to me nice, Big Daddy. That's that piece.
Yes.
My toe is curled up. You hear me? They curl. They curl, damn it. I like dick, strictly dickly, but my toes is curled up. I appreciate you. I appreciate you, goddamn it.
I'm going to go.
Well, I'll be a
monkey's
uncle.
Van Meadows, can you give me a quick surmising of what just happened here? Van Meadows, can you, we're going to Van Meadows, our online correspondent. Van Meadows, are you there?
Hey, man, the only summarization I got is, okay, just when you're ready. When are you ready?
Hey.
Yo, did you grit your teeth and say that shit?
I did.
When are you ready?
It was something about her telling me what to do that got me.
Yeah.
Right. Lord knows I'm not ready for no more kids, but goddamn it.
Man, listen.
A lot of spiritual babies tonight.
It was the reverse. Sit in it. Don't you move.
Yeah, that's too much service right there. That's just there's a lot of service. You know what?
That's crazy. Okay,
I'm gonna start speaking different languages in a second.
To it, Trey Bo.
Oh Lord,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. But you know what? Because we only got nine minutes and I gotta go. We're gonna finish this out in grand form. She comes to me like a rare epiphany. Rare epiphany.
Lord,
are
Jesus.
You, are you there?
My Lord.
Are you there?
Hey, my wife ain't here messing up shit.
I even say anything because I knew that was going to be a fight and I didn't want to get shot, so I didn't want to get in there. That's why I didn't make a direct comment.
I was just saying, what make it worse is if you ever seen Stina, when she say sit in it and you seen all she's sitting on, hey, ha, glory.
Chicana glory. Chicana glory.
Ooh,
yes, I told y'all Southern cake is the best.
Yes, it is at Florida water. Yeah. Okay, wait.
Florida water.
Shit.
Sit on the
floor. I was
straight
there. Okay. Ooh,
that was crazy. All right, Rare, are you ready?
I'm ready, sir.
All right. Well, the mic is yours. One time for the one time.
One time for the one time. I could easily say your name here in the exact same way I'll say it there. When your hands are in my hair, a whisper, a
pleading, leading to nasty things, lean into me. Chop and screw the syllables when the visuals of your tongue in motion stoke untamable fire and desire. I could perspire, sweat the technique of the freak you become when I come for you. When my spirit of reciprocity makes me for you. When you tap out Morse code messages in the back of my throat, coat all the notes of your candy while my name is dancing across your tongue, hun, I could easily say your name. When your hands roam the expanse of this six-foot frame, the E-cups barely contained beneath your moist fingertips, the way your lips linger on the back of my neck, I'm positive you can get your government like a check from betwixt my clenched teeth while your hands grip and smack the shit out of these cheeks. Make me. I fucking dare you. Make me. Say your name. Ain't no shame. This ain't no game, but you gotta work for that shit. You don't get the benefit of my spit unless you earn it. My name is Rare Epiphany, nigga, learn it. It's the same in French as Extraña Epifania in Spanish. Shit, call me Pam if you manage. Make it familiar in your mouth, cause I'm about to make you keep it on repeat, but I digress. Your name. I don't feel like explaining to this audience my penchant for your pleasures, so our secret is safe with me until it doesn't need to be. But don't play. I could easily say your name.
Fire.
I'm just going to say fuck.
You better calm the fuck on, Rare.
Listen.
Damn.
You said you got an iron lung. Nick, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's my move from now on. That right
That's how you end something. You know?
That's how you end something. But you know what? It'd be some asshole shit if I didn't go myself, which is weird. But I'm going to finish this out because I got to do it. Can y'all give a round of applause for Rare? And I'm going to try to clench and unclench.
Yeah.
Stop having involuntary body movement. I ain't asked for all the blood.
Fire.
I need certain things. I feel lightheaded, but I'm glad that I'm laying down. But both of my hands are above my head.
On,
don't think I'll do that. Both my hands.
Come on, Mojave.
I'm coming. Can y'all hear that?
You got a chocolate drop. Come on.
I'm thinking of the way that you purse your lips before you kiss me, and the joy in your eyes when you see me, much like the sunshine that comes when I think of you, got me waiting to kiss you on your neck, sit you on my lap, and let me sup on you, taste you, touch you, till you feel me deep. I'm over here dreaming of you. My hands are a poor substitute for your touch. I am making them dance to the memory of you. My fingers are not nearly as electric as yours or deft, causing my aura and chakra to chroma, sunspots at midnight, flamenco sketches, blowing horns that make me horny, a love supreme. Learning that the real intimacy spiritually is the way that we connect and align, skylight, and find each other in exchange sublime. It's the way that you write me, script me with your hips, brush with pubis, Isis, my Osiris, with an orgasmic hieroglyphs, the current of the Nile, wetness, swift, missing your kiss, your smile, your energy, how you cover me in such a way that your voice comforts me, makes me stand tall and proud, gets me in my feels, feeling the love that you generate and radiate, woke me up with you on my mind, swallow my heart, and yes, indeed, I'm in need.
I miss my love. I need my love. Your warmth, the way that you meditate over me. Push my chakras. Push your love, your yoni energy, keeping me enthralled. Whispering spirit, like melody. My heart dances for you. Foxtrots, my heart dances for you. Waltz, merengue. You kiss with lips shaped like they were made for me. Hug me like you were breathing air. Lay next to me, making dreams true like sunrise or orange red. And sunlit skies are blue. And all I can say is that I miss you. You're the part that completes my whole, the rhythm of my soul that keeps our feel in the world so cold. I wear your touch form. Emblazoned in my eyes are thrown, and there you are, seated, regal, in my mind's eye, adorned with love. Fly. We speak the language of the spiritually fly, and when I enter into you, you feel incredible. You envelop me, devour my lust. Fashion of passion to sweet droplets resembling rain on twilight seed skin, delight or sin. I am not innocent. I am proven guilty through your pleasure. My tongue is a silent measure, measuring in licks and ounces of flesh while hips pound and angry climaxes scream like hot kettles whistling for my kidney. Burn, baby, burn. Are you willing to teach? Because I'm willing to learn.
Oh. Let me hang up my damn phone. I cannot.
Bobby, why folks got to make love to us? Oh, oh damn.
Right.
Lord.
I can't believe this shit.
Then you're going to wake up and cook for us.
At least just enough time to get cut off is what he's done. So we can go to bed with that on our mind. She's so dope.
That's okay. That's okay. You can always get hunched. You can always get hunched. You need somebody to come by. You need somebody to come behind you, kiss you on your neck, and squeeze your nipples at the same time. That's who I do. That's what I like to do.
Don't threaten me with a good time, motherfucker.
Y'all being grown.
I'm just saying. You need
y'all
that. Sometimes
grown.
You need that. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, it work itself out. It sounds crazy, but it's actually real. It's good stuff.
Thank you damn much.
It's not that. Sometimes you got to stand close enough to somebody so that your man parts slide perfectly between the two cheeks and they understand that you're standing there. And you just sit there and you smile.
You know
you
just.
We just like to start shit. I'm just saying. I'm just.
And then
you
wake up and
you know it's real crazy. You know it's real crazy. The block truck lady cut us off. She mad cut us off, and we still going. she's like, fuck y'all off. Still going. All right. Well, listen. Thank y'all for coming out to 100 for 2.0, number 15, Kiss. Thank you for all the participants. Thank you for our amazing feature. Thank you for all the amazing shit that just happened on the in-between. You nasty motherfuckers, I love every single one of y'all. Thank y'all for coming. God bless y'all. Good night. And
thank you.
Time to go. Thank you. Matter of fact, secrete emotions, are you still there?
I am.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Man, this was dope as shit, man. Everybody was phenomenal. This was really sexy. I appreciate it. You know, it helped to get the nut out. So it's really good. It's really good.
Yeah.
Oh, we secluded like a motherfucker. Thank you.
We keep
yes,
it light
out. As soon as I hang up, ain't going to be none but vibrations going on.
Hello.
Okay. You got my battery down here?
Huh?
How's your battery?
That's passionate. You there, right?
Yes, I am.
So how did you? You came out of retirement and did the goddamn thing. How you feel?
I wasn't in retirement. Maybe I'd be working.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Shit. I'm for the post office.
I wish.
They be looking for my black ass, bro. Well, you come to Chicago.
We don't care what the hell you doing before here, but when you come here, it's all good.
Thank you, baby. I appreciate
it. I'm just going to put on my track shoes. I'm going to be running a little bit, you know, on the track shoes and dip off.
Don't run now, nigga. Don't run
now. Don't run now.
It's too late for running. Right? Where you running? It's way too late for running. You can't run on these wet-ass floors. No way.
That's what I'm saying. We got the whole perimeter fucked up.
Assume your position, nigga.
Where you going?
What's your name? Listen, I'll be looking like a black ice skater.
Playing, bet you can't catch me now with the floor. You better stop. You ain't running
right.
Nowhere.
I'm telling you right now, I'll be like, yo, I do a quick, you know, impression of a roller rink.
You've been looking like the Looney Tunes people will be running in place.
Whatever. So a stick in the road. Catch your ass.
I don't know if y'all caught it. One of them chats, I'm telling y'all, I got a lunch date. And I ain't been on a date in a long time tomorrow, okay? Whatever I do is y'all damn fault.
It's not our fault. It's preparation.
It's y'all fault.
What you mean?
I'm telling you.
No, it's not. Don't blame me.
Blame
you can
for
blame
the
me.
Rain.
Yes, I am.
Now, Danielle, you can call me and I can help. I can talk you through this now. Danielle, you can call me and I can talk you through it. I'll talk you through it.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
I don't even know what's happening.
That
right
nigga
now.
Don't know who you are.
I don't even know what's happening.
Right. Shit. Don't you?
Know
I'm a monster. I'm a monster. I'm just gonna
go.
Say what it is.
Oh shit.
You need to back check too, like
great.
A salute report. But
I'll put it in the
piece. Anyway, y'all. Y'all wildin'. We gonna take this to the back channel. I'm gonna hang. I'm talking to y'all. Love y'all. Mm-hmm. Good night. Thank you.
Love you guys.
Don't forget that.
One mic. One
love.
Love
zone tomorrow.
Love one night.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. Good night.